Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time,
there'll come a time,
when the world won't be singing,
when the world won't be singing,
flowers won't grow,
flowers won't grow, no,
bells won't be ringing,
no, bells won't be ringing,
who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world?
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live,
this is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show of the Science and Health and Wealth Learning Lab. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come have an opportunity to listen to pertinent information surrounding the natural form and functionality of the human body. Our goal is to help you achieve optimal health. And it's so important in this day and time that we understand what that really means. I think sometimes we just forget to understand how serious things are when it comes to human life, protecting human life, making sure we continue human life in a manner that is healthy. So I just want to take this opportunity this afternoon, and just share with you a little information about what's going on in the world today. First of all, those of you who are on the internet, we want to thank you for being on the internet. And we do know I sent a link to all those. If you need to have a conversation with us, you need to call in to the studio. And that number is 714-816-4673. Or that charge is on your phone where your service provider is charging you for the use of that particular number, then there is another phone, an alternative phone, that you can call and text your question and or text a comment that you may have. And that number is 650-669-0458. Once again, 650-669-0458. You can text me a question and we can answer it online, or you can give a comment or just say salam alaikum, ichijiwa, you know, mubiin, whatever you want to say. You have a chance to at least comment, let us know that we're resonating with you, or something that we're saying, shall I say, is resonating with you, and you want to acknowledge it. This particular learning lab, ladies and gentlemen, is really, really, truly important for us. Never have I found any medical profession, any psychological profession, where they are basically giving you solutions and giving you answers. There's always something attributed to it other than the root-based therapy or the root-based information that I need to ensure that I can be better at what I am psychologically and also physically. So when you go see your doctors to get a checkup, you get your blood pressure checked, and get all these particular things done, if there's anything wrong with you, there's a white piece of paper they give you. And black ink is a prescription for something. It really has nothing to do with what caused whatever the situation or the problem that you do have. I've never spoken to a doctor or medical professional of any type, psychologically or, as I said, physically, that would give me information that solves my problem. I can't even get information if I have a stomach ache. How is it caused? What caused it? I can't get information about anything when it comes to therapy, root-based therapy that they give me to ensure and make sure I achieved optimal health. Now, how important is that, optimal health, physically, mentally? This is what this show is all about, providing you with tools, providing you with resource, providing you with information, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you guys. We can assure you of that scientifically, that this work and this information that we are sharing with you on this particular program is definitely research-based, well-proven, and we dare anybody to try to come and say something in regards to it not being truth. That's important, and we welcome those particular types of questions. We want you to dig into the information that we provide you when it comes to the science of this health information, when it comes to the science of this financial empowerment that we try to share. You know, it's so important that we realize that no one since 1619, that's the date they say we got here, has really ever gave us the truth about much of anything. We haven't got the truth about economics. We haven't got the truth about education. We haven't got the truth about governmental and politics. We haven't got the truth about our culture, identity. Quite frankly, we don't know what we are, who we are. We keep giving ourselves names culturally. And guess what? None of them have been correct. Even the Spanish and Hispanics, they're all our cultures associated with a land. Well, I don't know a country called black. I don't know a country called Hispanic. I don't know a country called Latino. You know, and so we know something's missing here. So if I'm something missing mentally, then something's going to definitely missing physically. If that's the case, it's going to be something missing spiritually and so forth and so on. I just want you to begin to think a little bit today. But what I do want you to think about is something's happening in this country politically. Something's happening in this country educationally, something's happening in this country economically and socially. And you know what? We, those people who are dark in the blue, we, those people who don't have a clue, being subjected to something called artificial intelligence. Now, I know everyone says, oh, man, we need artificial intelligence. But the key word here is artificial. We need intelligence. We need to be able to use our intellect. You can't use your intellect if your physical being and your physical disposition can't produce the neurons and the things that it needs and transmitters to function correctly. We have some issues in our community. You know, I have to give you this quote. I stay in contact with different organizations throughout the country. Well, I get this link today, day before yesterday, shall I say, from Chicago. Since January 2024. There's been 571 shootings in the city of Chicago. 571 shootings in the city of Chicago since January. And 80% of them, no, let me stop. Let me quit telling that lie. 90% of us own us, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know where you live. Statistically, if you really pay attention, you're kind of scared to go outside. You're kind of scared to go to certain parts of town. You're afraid. And do you know what that fear does to your mindset? That grief, that worry, that stress. Do you know what it does to your mindset? I'll make a point, and I'm going to get to the point. Our young people, from the ages of 17 to 35, perform 67% all the crime in the United States of America. I'm not talking about your city. In your city, it may be more than that. You have a 14-year-old who just got sentenced the other day for shooting at 5 different people. First they arrested him for shooting 3, found out he had shot 2 more. 14 years old. We have a young man in St. Louis, Missouri, who's 14 years old, who's being tried as an adult, and has $1 million bail because of the shootings that that's performing. Now, the question is, oh, what's wrong with these children? That's what we always say. What's wrong with them? No. What happened to them? All of a sudden, our children are being born, I want to be a bank robber. I want to be a crook. I want to be a drug dealer. No. No child is born into this world wanting to commit crime. What happened to our children? And we know that these adverse childhood or life experiences that we've had at a young age has had a bearing on our ability to think and process information and follow it to a logical conclusion. We know something, and we as parents who are on this line tonight, you have children, and you also have grandchildren. We talk about save the children. If you don't know, mentally what's going on around you, how in the world do you expect to teach a child? That's my challenge. This is what I do every day, trying to find out something that I know that can help my children and my grandchildren, because that's what I'm living for. That's the legacy we talk about. That's the wealth that we're talking about. Because we have this show called The Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. It's a reason why we changed this, to put wealth in there, because we know with both the word health and the word wealth is the word heal. Heal what? And begin to ask ourselves these questions. You have to be concerned. And I know sometimes it's kind of hard to sit here and hear someone talk to you about what we haven't done, and we're not going to talk about all the problems because we have the solution. Now, he is, do you want to hear them? Kids, are you going to pay attention? Kids, are you going to pick up the telephone and call your sister, call your brother, call your daughter, call your children and say, hey, get on the line. It's all about you. The science of who you are. The science of the material things that we can acquire. The science of wealth. It's a science. Life is a science. But you know what? Life is an ongoing movie reel. It doesn't stop. So you have a starting point and you have an ending point. And that reel don't stop at nobody. If you don't know how to manage your time in a period of time in your life, you're going to fall victim to something. It's just like going on a journey. There's always some curves. You got the signs to say stop. You got the signs to say slow down. You got the signs to say uphill. You got the signs to say caution. And all these signs on this journey called life, if you don't follow the signs, you may have an accident. You may lose your life because you didn't want to know. You thought those signs were insignificant. You don't want to know. So if you want to know, pick up your telephone, text somebody, and tell them to get online. Matter of fact, just three-way someone. Because what we're talking about tonight, you're not going to get in any professional medical institution, any institution, educational institution. You're not going to get any of this in any shape, form, or fashion that's going to make you a better person. So we want to thank you for being with us today. Really, really serious and excited about this program. I'm excited about life. I really am. And now that we're back online since Ramadan has ended, we're going to talk about some things. We're going to get to the real 1, 2, 3s and ABCs of health. We're not going to bombard you with a lot of big words. We're not going to bombard you with anything, but what we are going to do is talk about you in a good way. We're going to talk about you so your environment can be improved. So your values can be affected. So your education could be improved in a significant way where you have a different disposition and a different attitude and fear won't enter your heart. The false evidence that we think of, the false evidence comes. That fear comes from you not knowing something. That's why you're fearful. So don't be afraid of yourself. Don't be afraid of learning something new, and you're not too old. We need the hope. We need to have more hope in our lives. And psychologists always say, without hope, you don't have anything. But I say this, it's a personal responsibility that you have to take. It's education that you have to get. You got to find a support system, and then you have to self-advocate for your own self if you want something. You have to do it. And that's why we call this the science of helping you. Brother Abdul Shaheed, I'm sorry, my brother. I mean, I'm just on a different level right now, man. I'm telling you, I am really excited. I'm serious about life. I'm serious about everybody's life who's on this line. And you have to be serious about your life, and you got to be concerned about your family life, and you got to be concerned about our community life because we're being affected by crime. We've been affected by misinformation, disinformation, people telling us stuff that's not true. We got crazy people who we pay to run this country for us. You know those people in Congress is crazy. I mean, they're out of their damn mind, and you know it. What are we going to do? I mean, you're going to have to get yourself together. We're going to have to come together and unify ourselves locally in our communities. We're going to have to get kind of politically inclined. But we've got to forget this one thing. You have to have the courage to follow. If you don't have the courage, you have the desire, Abdul Shaheed. Where are we going? Where are we going, my good brother? I don't know. This is what we have to begin to do for ourselves and those who are on the line. I implore you. Don't sit here and listen to me talk about you without telling somebody else, without sharing with somebody else. Don't come back here. We tell you to come back and go to school. Come get your education. We're starting all over again from kindergarten, the basic ABCs and 1, 2, 3. Things that we don't know about us. Things we don't know about ourselves. You walk around every single day, 40, 50, 60 years, and don't have a clue how your body works. That is shameful. And I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just talking about our babies right now. And we're responsible for our babies right now. 14 and 15-year-old kids walking around with Uzis. It hurt my heart in Philadelphia when I found out that the people who was doing the shooting were Muslim. They weren't strangers. They were out your guns. Are you kidding me? We got people going into churches, robbing the churches. the time you got a plant in the church, and as soon as they start collecting money, they call out somebody to come in and rob the people in the church for their money. They have no regard. Religious intervention. No regard for your thought process. Breaking your house, robbing you, taking our elder sisters and our older men, and robbing them going in from the grocery store, snatching their groceries out they didn't pay for it, and running away with it. This is sick. At some point in time, you have to have the courage to do something about it. But the question again, as I started the program, which says, what's wrong? What happened? I'm going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the 1, 2, 3, you know, ABCs of who you are, what you are. We're going to get back to, now I want those who are on the line, I'm going to give you a little series here of what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about you, the 11 systems that made you possible, the nervous system, respiratory system, urinary system, the muscular system, the skeletal system, the cardiovascular system, the reproductive system, the lymphatic system, the immune system, the endocrine system, and integumentary system. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I just read all 11 systems. And how many of you know what one of them does? Oh, respiratory system, breathing. That's not all it's for. Like if your child came home from school and asked you a science question, how would you fare? How would you fare? I'm just saying this. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. This is real. And you wonder why children are going through what they're going through. They don't even know how to function. They don't know how to even think properly. And we turn around feeding them food that we don't know nothing about, called GMO, genetically modified organisms. Genetically modified organisms. Has anybody ever asked your grocer, what's that? What am I eating? You know, you got the soybeans, you got the corn, you got the potatoes, you got the papayas, you got zucchini, you got spinach, you got beets, all genetically altered. Do they have nutrients in them? I think that's what we eat. Abdul Shahid, am I correct?
That is correct. That is correct. We eat for the nutrients and the resources.
What are we eating? We all know about how to eat to live. We sit there and take this so lightly, like, it's going to be okay if I eat this. It's going to be okay if I eat that, and you don't even know what it is. You don't know the 11 systems? You don't know anything about the purpose of your being, your body, your blood flow? You don't know anything about, all I know is this, all my friends and family members are dying. That's all I know, and they're all dying from things that are avoidable. How many friends have you lost this year? How many friends did you lose last year? How many family members? I'm not talking about COVID. Well, COVID went up with a big flu. Your immune system was so weak that the flu just took over. They gave it a name and made money off you. That's all they did, and I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about a lack of information, not a lack of knowledge. Lack of information and lack of knowledge about what we're walking around with every single day. And please don't take this wrong. Please don't think I'm fussing. I'm just trying to tweak your interest. I want something I say to resonate with you where you have the desire and the will to begin to change. We only have one life to live. It ain't about no movie, One Life to Live, and all my children sitting on the edge of night, you're going to wind up in General Hospital. It ain't about that. But those movies are telling a message. Because we don't take this one life to live and help our young and the restless. You're going to wind up in General Hospital. Plain and simple as that. So you may want to laugh at it because I'm making it right, but it's real. Life is real. Life is an ongoing movie reel. It does not stop. You going to write the script or you going to let someone else write the script? You're on this journey. You're not going to stop at the stop sign. You're not going to stop at the caution sign. You get those things. They call symptoms. So with that, I hope I said something that helped you understand why we're here. I hope I said something that you can, as the song that was on earlier, save the children. Save the children. We don't. where we're going to be. So I know I said it pretty fast. Abdul Shaheed, how are you doing today, my good brother? I just wanted to kind of
pick
everybody up.
You're doing excellent. Another day. Another day in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir. So I want to do this tonight. I want to kind of open the mics up, Brother Abdul, and not try to get too technical with everybody, because I know we're doing the hour now. We don't have a 2 hour like we used to. And we're going to take help right into wealth. So it's not as almost saying that. Do you have the time to be with us both hours today?
Oh, yes. Yes. We're here.
Okay, very. So what I want those who are on the lounge, you begin to press 1 on your phone. And those of you who are on the internet, please text me at 650-669-0458 to have any questions that something may be happening in your life. You may know someone next door and somebody in your family who may have something wrong with them. You may want to answer so you can just share. We want you to know. You know, before we go, because we're going to be running out of time. All this information is available on the website. Anything you want to know about yourself is available on the website, and we freely give this website. It doesn't cost you anything. So if you have a question, if you have a family member who's going through something, and you know they're going through something, and you don't push 1 on your telephone, you probably hang up because I see it like that. I don't know. But if you hang up, guess what? It wasn't you. I'm not going to worry about it because this life is serious. I have lost 9 people since January 15th in my immediate family.
Wow.
9 people since January in my immediate family. I got plenty of questions. I call Abdul Shaheed as soon as something happens. Hey, man, what about this? What's happening? I want to know. So for those of us to be on the line, know good and well somebody in your family is gone, somebody one of your friends is gone, and you don't press 1 because you're afraid. Why are you afraid? That's a question you need to ask yourself. What don't you want to know about you? Or you probably know this already, and you're just to be on the air, and I appreciate that. But do me a favor, press 1 on your telephone and tell us what's going on with you that you know about that we don't know about so we all can benefit by it. This is serious, what's taking place right now. We're losing our children. We are losing our children. We are losing too many people at an early age. And the reason is that we don't ask questions. We are afraid to come face to face and look at that mirror and say, I'm not right. I'm doing something wrong, and my ego won't allow me to break down and ask somebody a question. You know, like some of us men, when we get sick, we wait till the last minute before we go to the hospital. You know, we are proud, egotistic. I'm not going to the hospital. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Yes, it is. Right now, were you in the hospital or not? Something in your body is deficient. Something in your body is deficient. Don't act like you got it together. We got to quit being phony with ourselves. We got good because what happens? Your children are affected by it. Your grandchildren are affected by it. And you acting like you okay? You're not okay. If we all can come to this one conclusion, we're gonna be fine today, and we're gonna be fine every Tuesday. Then none of us are well. None of us are well. Since 1619, we not mentally well. Since 1619, we're not physically well. Since 1619, we're not spiritually well. I know we, and some of you got some Christians on the phone, some Muslims on the phone. Guess what? If your comprehension and your ability to read and perceive information is not correct, you don't even know what you're reading correctly. You don't even know if you're getting the right interpretation because you don't know how to follow to its logical conclusion. So stop it. Let's get real with ourselves. Stop it. Act like we know something. Acting like we know this thing called life. It's an ongoing movie reel, and things are happening all the time, and we don't even know how the movie started. Historically, we just go back to 1619, and we think that's it. We got America. We've been here 248 years, whatever. America's been around. We think we know something. This is the youngest nation on the planet. They don't have no information that's going to help you. We have to do our own research. Abdul Shaheed, brother, you know, I told you I'm excited and ignited, and I'm truly, truly delighted to have you on with me today. And I want to kind of give the audience an opportunity to press one on the telephone and ask those questions. If you don't press one, that's all this information out there. I don't know. You may hang up on me. Guess what? If you do, I'm getting left. I'm not going to worry about it. What's real is real. It's movie real is real. It's happening every day. It's happening every day. We want to give them an opportunity. Before you, before we open up the mics, we do want you to, your mic is open, share with us, you know, who you are, what we're trying to bring. If I said anything, brother, you know, please let me know, Abdul, if I said something wrong, because I may have hurt someone's feeling, you know, and I ask Allah to forgive me. If I have, you know, I didn't have any intentions, I'm just emotional, but I'm sick and tired of our children dying. I'm sick and tired. Us acting like we got it together, and we don't. Our children need us.
You're absolutely right, Brother Rashid. There's nothing that you said that you need to take back. We live in critical times.
Yes.
Critical.
On your block. We should be a part of the neighborhood association. We should be part of the council and the aldermen. We should be involved in some shape or form. In fact, even we just got 2 hours a week, use it for the benefit of our community, the benefit of our children. We need people who have knowledge and information, who are not, what the kids say, I ain't scared. But they're not scared. They'll blow your brains out and walk around the corner and have a hamburger. Don't have no problem with. You don't know they carjacking. You go to grocery, like I'm when they're here and say, the lady goes to the grocery store, comes out to the older lady and try to put the grocery in her trunk, and they snatch her groceries and run.
It's amazing what's happening. It's amazing.
So if you don't have the sense of urgency that I have, I can't help that. This happening all over this country in all the cities. And especially, it's affecting us in a way that it should never be affected, because we have the power to control our own lives. We have that power,
absolutely.
Brother Abdul. Control it.
We have the power.
We scared, bro. Somebody's going to say it like this. We scared. I ain't going to lose my life. Guess what? Go knock on your door soon. Pack your car soon. Take your catalytic converter off your car. They're coming. They're walking down the street with Uzi, 16 and 17 and 14 and 15-year-old kids, and they're coming out in those counties, in those rural areas where they never came before. They're coming. So, my brother, thank you so much for being patient with me, and I'd like to thank those who are on the line. Thank you for being patient with me. I know I'm excited. This is real. And I don't have time to play. I don't have time to act like you got it together. I'm going to tell you what I know to be true scientifically. I'm going to share with you what I know to be true. I'm in the community. I'm doing the best I can for what I have. And I thank Abdul Shaheed. I thank Dr. Norty. I thank all those cultural identities. I thank all the people who write books. I thank all of you for the work that you're doing. But we have to get busy quickly. Time is fleeting. It's just because this life is called a movie reel. It never stops. With that, Abdul Shaheed, the floor is yours. And please press one on your phone, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show. Abdul Shaheed, my business.
Thank you so very much, Brother Rashid. We like to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the Creator of everything. We thank Him for allowing us to be here this evening, and allowing our listeners to be here with us as well. Brothers and sisters, we'd just like to say that we have all the answer inside of us. The answer to every problem that we have, the answer to every question we have, they're all inside of us. The Almighty equipped us with all of them already. For every problem, there's a solution. It comes with the problem. We should have to understand some things about life, universal laws, natural laws, rules to health, all of these things. Nobody's taught us these things. But there are rules to this life. There are rules that govern the universe. Those same rules and laws apply to us. We're part of the creation, the system that keeps things in balance. So we like to begin this by saying just briefly what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemical to which we expose ourselves to will affect our cells' behavior and their structure in the following three ways. This is why people are sick, Brother Rashid. Their cells are affected. That's what we're made of. And tonight, we just like to talk about the cells, because that's what we're made of. And when they are compromised, the person is going to be sick mentally, emotionally, unexplained fears, all these things. Because our cells are in charge. Our cell must produce neurons, neurochemical, neurotransmitter, enzyme, hormone. All of these essential control human behavior. Person have unexplained fears. They don't have any courage. They're not producing dopamine. I've worked with people, Brother Rashid, they were scared to drive over a bridge. They have a license to drive, but they're afraid to drive over a bridge. Can you imagine having a license to drive a car? And how many bridges are there in the town? And the person afraid to drive over a bridge. Unexplained fears. You know, people afraid to walk inside of an elevator, to go up and down in it. You know, people afraid to get on the escalator, let alone leave home. Unexplained fears. Because they can't produce enough neurotransmitter called dopamine. They're afraid of everything. So our body under control. You can tell the person, you can counsel them, you can do all these things. But they're not producing these neurons and neurotransmitter. It won't even affect them at all. You can't get through to them. Person have a learning disability, Brother Rashid, because the cells of their brain are not producing acetylcholine. Learning disability. Can't remember. Learning disability. Can't remember things. Pretty soon they'll forget their name, where they live at, when they leave home. They can't get back. Our behavior is controlled by these chemicals, hormones. So what we eat will affect our cells and their behavior and their structure in the following three ways. They will cause pH imbalance and iron loss. And we keep repeating this. Everywhere we speak, we're repeating this. What's the pH imbalance? On that scale, the two extremes, acidosis and alkalosis, acid and alkaline. Either extreme would be a problem for the cells. If your system is too acidic, where it should be alkaline, there will be drag and resistance in the production of these brain essential, body essential, cell essential to maintain normalcy. So the person's behavior is going to be abnormal, because those neurotransmitters and other essentials will not be produced with speed, at the speed of light. That's how fast they must be produced. And thousands of things are happening at the same time, simultaneously, and with speed, thousands of things inside the human body in order to maintain normalcy. If certain part of the pH in the body is not what it's supposed to be, there'll be drag and resistance. And then a microbe would be there too, two of them, Streptococcus and Staphylococcus. They're the pH police, keep things in balance. When there's imbalance, then they're going to come out and investigate. They have weapons that they will release inside the person to make matters worse. Number two, they will fill our blood with impurities. Blood impurities. These things will be jamming the cell. The cells are so tiny, Brother Rashid, they measure from 28 to 32 microns. They are so very tiny, so it's very easy for them to become congested. And number three, they will make us violate things that we're exposed to, what we eat, what we drink, in the air, everywhere we go. That's a problem. These are the reasons why people are sick. If we violate the pH rule, the natural law, the laws of physics, and the rules of health, these are the reasons that the person would be sick. And there are seven fronts of health. Mentally, they will be sick. Emotionally, metabolically, the system, the organs, and the tissues will be compromised. Sexually, the person will be compromised. Seven fronts of health. A person is not sick because they don't have a specific pharmaceutical drug in their system that they're taking. And a person also not sick because they're not taking some specific herbs. Or they're not going to the chiropractor. Or they're not going to the acupuncture. Those are not the reasons why the person is sick, though they might need these adjustments from the chiropractor. They might need intervention by the acupuncture. But that's not the reason why they're sick. They're sick because they compromise themselves. Brother Rashid, our cells divide.
Yes, sir.
And here's a question. Why do our cells divide? Why? What is the reason for cell division? And the food we eat, the water we drink, the beverage we drink, the chemicals and the substance we expose ourselves to can stop cell division. Our cells are supposed to divide. There's over 75 trillion cells that make us up. This would be the reason why people are sick. Cell division have stopped. When our cells divide, that's when our brain is centered to keep us in a position where we're making excellent decisions. While our personality is what it's supposed to be a law-abiding citizen. While our body is essential being produced to maintain normalcy, the right blood pressure, normal blood pressure, normal circulation, all the cells are receiving what they need, the kidney, getting the nutrients and resources to produce all the other essentials, the liver, producing everything it needs for the heart and for the brain. What is a healthy brain without a healthy liver? Absolutely no chance at all to be healthy. All this taking place during cell division. We're made of cells, 75 trillion of them, over 200 different types of cells, and most of us don't know anything about them. And if we stop cell division, we're going to have diseases. Things are not going to be normal. If we stop producing neurons, Brother Rashid, you know what's going to happen? What we see. Exactly what we see with 16, 14-year-old with weapons out there reaping all kind of havoc because they stop producing neurons. And some of them, at the age of 3 years old, they stop producing acetylcholine for learning, for empathy, for being smart.
At the age of three?
For coming up with fresh ideas. This is what happened. This is what's going on right now. Why do our cells divide? At 3 years old, there are children who have stopped producing acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is for learning. How can the person learn if they can't produce acetylcholine? They cannot.
We're raising criminals in our own house is what you're saying.
Yes. Here's another question.
Okay.
When the mother was pregnant with them, did she experience any vomiting? They call it morning sickness. Our women who are pregnant have been going through morning sickness for so long that they think it's normal now to experience morning sickness. in the first trimester, in the second trimester, in the third trimester. Well, I'm here to tell you, morning sickness, vomiting, is not normal. It is not normal. And the person needs to come to symptometry so it can be ended. Because that vomiting will affect the child.
Wow.
Will affect the child. The vomiting would affect the child. Brother Rashid, here's a statistic. The African-American woman that's pregnant, it is natural for her to be pregnant, but in the United States of America, it is a death sentence for her. A death sentence for her, like a third world country. African-American women die 2.5 to 3 times more in childbirth than the Caucasian counterpart.
You're absolutely correct.
Something is wrong with that picture, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
There's so much we can say about that, but we're talking about the sales now, and it is sales. The division that produced the child in the womb of the mother. If the cells do not divide, there's a problem. That's a problem. Step by step, stage by stage, cell division is taking place. If cell division stops anywhere along the line, that person has a problem. Now he has a mother that's going through morning sickness where she's vomiting all the time. There's concretion in her nerves. This is when the time for labor, she would not have a force, enough force, to go through a smooth delivery. She won't have the force to do it. So now she has to have a C-section. A C-section. More trauma for the baby and the mother. And her life is on the line. All because she doesn't have enough force, power, speed, pressure to have a baby. Because no one educated her about what it takes to have a baby and what pregnancy and being pregnant is all about. No one taught her. They're not teaching it at home, what it means to have a baby and how to prepare for it years before you want to have one. None of these people are prepared. None of these young folks are prepared. So we have people having children who are not prepared, and the delivery that they have, the child is not prepared either for this life.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you what is taking place, because they do not know anything about cell division. Cell division.
You know, we do have a couple questions that have been typed in here, but I really don't want to interrupt because me being a woman, I have a daughter. I have two granddaughters. This is the kind of information that can change people's lives. You mean to tell me that a woman who's not filling you together when she has a baby, she causes a deficiency in the child that she has. And at the same time, that child is not able to function. Now, they look like a child, talk like a child, walk like a child. They don't have the possibilities of being irrational thinking person. Is that what you're telling me?
What we call human. What we call being human.
Okay.
If the human do not get developed, Brother Rashid, you know what's there? An animal.
So how I started this program off about all of our young people at age group of 15 to 35, it's a whole generation of irrational beings, people who have lack of consciousness, cruel, sad, inability to produce ideas. You mean to tell me that's what's happening with our community?
That is what's happening, Brother Rashid. In a nutshell, that is what's happening. We're breeding our own criminals in our own communities because we don't know the first thing about the human cell. It starts with the cell. And it starts when the egg goes to the fallopian tube. Sperm is there waiting for it and come in contact, and life begins. That's where it all starts. And that's where cell division happens. Once that zygote get to the and then start developing the placenta. And life starts to take off. The cell division.
Right. I just have to say this. We do have several questions from the internet, but I do have to say this. This is life-altering. What you're sharing with us is absolutely flat-out life-altering. And those of you who are hearing it, you can answer some major questions in your own family. You know with Edgar over there and Johnny and Mary, you all, well, what's wrong with you? Now you just received the answer. What's wrong with Shaniqua? You know, why Johnny have attention deficit disorder? Why
Absolutely.
This person has a sense of hope and a suicidal tendency, and also the tendency to become violent?
Yes.
You just got the answer about this irrational behavior. Now what are we going to do about it? You're going to push one on your phone and ask a question. You're going to push one on your phone and get more information so you can be able to share this and talk about this better. Or you're going to press one on your phone. I mean, you're on the line. I'm looking at your phone numbers, so you can't hide. I see all the phone numbers. So press one on your phone and prepare yourself. We have two questions from the internet. One of them is my sister. I want you to know that her fiance is throwing up blood. At the same time, blood is coming from his rectum. This has been going on for 2 days. And the doctors have ran
you
the camera
the person
down.
Is her fiance?
Yes.
Okay.
And the doctor ran the camera, and they say he got an ulcer problem. He has not quit throwing up blood. And at the same time, as he threw up blood, blood is being released from his rectum. Now,
wow.
I guess that's a question that she has, because the doctor have not. After 2 days, giving her an answer other than the fact that he has ulcer, but what does it mean? So anyway, if you can
pH
share a little bit of information.
The pH rule we talked about earlier?
Yes, sir.
He has violated the pH rule for months, maybe even years.
Let me share with you what he does. He smokes cigarettes every day. He drinks
beer
every day.
That's one way. That's another way.
Every day.
That's toxic
so that's
metal.
That's his habitual. Yeah,
alcohol
every single day.
My question is this, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to insult anyone, but why is he a candidate for marriage?
Well, that's why they're not married. You know, I'm not trying to put anything down, but, you know, there's something going on. And also, here's the thing about it. He had a minor stroke 3 years ago.
It all goes back to the cells.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you the answer to his problem.
I just want to give that's what the situation is. She's on the internet. She texts you, ask the question about so on. So I'm asking the question for her. She's listening, and I'll be able to provide her with phone numbers if you need to continue getting this. I know you can't spend a lot of time on it, but you definitely go through enough time to tell her what's wrong. So, go ahead, my brother.
What we like to do is just kind of like summarize this and not to make it, you know, individualized, so to speak.
Right.
We want to keep it, you know, where we're not talking about a particular individual and in the public. So, whenever we have problem with bleeding in our tissue, in our body, the reason is it is the capillaries, the blood vessels, the small hair-like blood vessels that nourish everything. And when they are loaded with concretion, and when they are compromised, and when they are fragile, they begin to collapse.
Up goes the weasel.
Yeah, they collapse. So blood will not be going into the cells. Blood will collapse and be in the tissue because the capillary have collapsed. So blood in the urine, blood in the stool, bloodshot eyes, all these things are signs. When you brush your teeth, they bleed because therefore the cells themselves are not being nourished with no nutrients are entering them, no resources like electrical energy, thermal energy, magnetic energy. So the cell will have something to work with. They can't do anything without energy. They won't be able to produce enzyme. If the person drinks alcohol, that means the enzyme has been denatured, the ones that he can produce, they won't work. If you're smoking cigarette, that's toxic metal. If you're smoking marijuana, that's more toxic metal. Toxic metal also denature enzyme. Anything that denature our enzyme will compromise the person's health. You have ulcer because you're drinking acidic beverages and cigarette smoke, marijuana, very acidic. He had violated the pH rule, ulcer in the mouth, ulcer in the colon, and wherever else he's violated the pH rule. Now he has to deal with streptococcus, a bacteria, streptococcus. He has seven weapons, they're chemical, that he releases to make matters worse. We have particulates that can rebuild the capillaries, Brother Rashid. Syntomagen has particulates to rebuild capillaries, to remove the junk that collapsed them, the garbage, the sludge, the concretion that collapsed them, the blockages. If the capillary collapse, that means no eccentric, no cell division is taking place because they don't have anything to produce two enzymes for cell division. Kinase and cycling for cell division. This is what's happening to him. He needs particulates to rebuild the capillaries so the cell can be nourished again. He also needs nutrients in the form of molecules, dehydrated nutrients and lipid molecule, so the cell can be nourished. He must modify his, correct his dietary mistakes and also his lifestyle mistakes. You can't be smoking cigarettes. It has to be corrected. You can't be smoking marijuana. They got to be corrected. Can't be drinking alcohol, beer, no form of alcohol. All those things denature enzyme. Our health is predicated on producing enzyme, the enzyme, and ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance around the clock to be healthy. The cells are compromised. The DNA is fragmented. Health denied, period.
Okay.
This is what
we're going to try to entertain one more question before we on top of the hour here. And those of you who are just came on the line, this is IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam and Abdul Shaheed. This is the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. We dedicate the next hour to a little bit of financial empowerment. That's been kind of the flow of what we're trying to do. But we do know, as you share with us right now, Abdul Shaheed, that If we're not taking care of our body, we're not functioning properly. Well, how in the world do we get to the wealth part? How do we get to the financial empowerment part? How do we able to think outside the box and create that environment that allows us to have that financial legacy that we always talk about we want to do? But we can't get past good health. If you can't get past good health, how in the world are you going to get past wealth? So that opportunity is here. I mean, we hope to share and mix this up for you a little bit on financial empowerment, but also show you the inclusiveness, the integration, the interrelating of what these two things are and how they work together for our betterment. That this is what this show is all about. You're not going to find another program on television. You're not going to find another program on YouTube. I don't care what they call it, Doctor Who, Doctor This, Doctor That. They're not going to tell you what you just heard. They're not going to tell you that a woman can have a baby in an hour. They're not going to tell you that throwing up, you know, when you're pregnant is abnormal. You know, these are the things that we don't know, and nobody wants to tell you, because one thing about it, what I talk about on the next show, it's all about the money. You know, I mess with these people's money. They're not going to tell you the truth. When have they ever told us the truth about anything? About anything. We haven't been told the truth about religion. We haven't been told the truth about economics. We haven't been told the truth about the making of this country, who it is. We haven't been told the truth that 10% of the people own 90% of the wealth. And how is that possible? How can somebody tell you, if your husband worked for 40, 50 years and he has Social Security, when he passed away, you can't get it because you collected the Social Security? Who money is it then? It's his money. How are you going to take his money because he passed away? How come I'm not entitled to it? Who made that law? We talking about finances. But see, if you don't have the mental possibility and capability to think, you would never even ask that question. You just go along with it. Well, whoever makes the most money, you can collect one. How come I can't collect two? Both of us work. I'm his beneficiary. I'm his wife or his husband. How you gonna take that from me and my family? Oh, these are the kind of questions we're talking about here. Mental possibility. So with that, I'm going to ask this one more question. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go into this financial thing. But guess what? We can't get away from finance. We can't get away from health when we start talking about finance. I'm sorry. I know you may want to hear some things about, where do I invest? How do I invest? Are you going to be around for the investment to take place? Have you put together your will and your trust to make sure if something does happen to you that it's protected? This is the type of thing that we don't get. Everybody in the United States of America who call themselves anybody or human being intellect should be on this line right now. Because nobody's going to tell you the truth about you. Nobody. You should be on YouTube, have our own TV station, Brother Abdul Shaheed, because this is the kind of information
that's what we need. That's what we have to get to. Some more people educated.
Well, maybe some people online who got $1 million, you want to talk to me. I'm a former bank manager. I can help you invest it the right way. So we all get
Absolutely.
And then I give you your investment. I turn that million into five. So anyway, I just want to say that. Well, here's the other question, Brother Abdul Shaheed, and forgive me for rambling. But, you know, it's important that we talk. We have these kind of conversations. You know, we need to put the book down. We need to have some real conversation with each other. Now, we do need a source or resource. But the bottom line is, until we come to that, you know, as you always say, the mind and the brain have to come to an agreement, there will
That's
be
right.
no change. There will be no change.
Not
me. So here's the question. I got another devastating question, brother. So we're going to – I should wait till we go into our next segment, but I can't. You got to get this question. Here's another family member. Here's another family. See, I'm telling you guys my personal life. I'm just surprised nobody has pressed one on their phone, because you guys act like everybody in your family okay. Everybody in your family not obese or not overweight. Everybody, nobody has diabetes. Nobody has high blood pressure. Nobody have kidney ailments. Nobody walking with a cane. Everybody kosher, copathetic. Y'all know
Brother
Rashid.
Brother Rashid, the fact of the matter is nobody is healthy. No one. People are sick or they're dying or they're both sick and dying. No one is healthy.
So,
if they are, tell them to call in. If they are healthy, tell them to call in.
Please, I want to know who they are. Help me. I like to get to 120 myself and still be acting and talking just like this. That's what I'm trying to get to, you know, so I'm
exactly.
excited.
And we can. We can. Long we keep ourselves divided, we have a chance to do it. They are self-perpetuating. That means we keep living and keep living and keep living. This is what we're talking about.
All right. Let's get to this question before we go into the financial aspects of what we do. And like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we're not going to quit talking about health. We just can't, no matter what the financial situation or not. Well, I have my daughter who is in the process of getting married in Atlanta, Georgia. And the guy she's marrying, he has a previous daughter from another relationship. 13 years old, been diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer.
The child is diagnosed with brain cancer?
Yes, sir. She's been on chemotherapy, and he's talking about putting her back on chemotherapy because the mass is kind of affecting her spine a little bit, and they're talking about not giving they want to give her these pills. Mm. And
radioactive isotope pills?
Yeah. So the bottom line is, you know, she's at stage 4. Now, that's what they say. I don't know. You know, that's what doctors told them. They've already experimented on the poor baby, 13 years old, and they said here's the number to hospice. Now, I don't know how true that is, how the situation is, but if you can give them some words of encouragement, that would be helpful.
They gave her the number to hospice because they don't know what else to do. They reached the end of their knowledge.
Okay.
Surgery would not reverse the cancer. Chemotherapy would not reverse the cancer. Radiation would not reverse the cancer. Cancer is a condition of the environment there in the cells. No oxygen. The cells are on lockdown. The glial cells are not receiving any oxygen. They can't produce neurons. Two types of brain cells, Brother Rashid. Glial cells that divide and neurons that do not divide. They'll produce. And it is the neuron that runs everything in the human body. Syntomagen has particulates to remove the cell lockdown. That's the condition of the cell. They're locked down. Nothing get in and nothing get out. To change the condition. See, there's an enzyme called oxidase. It transforms carbon dioxide into oxygen. No oxygen in those cells. Oxygen is life-sustaining. Need the particulates to open the cells back up. If the person is determined to continue to live and have family structure or support to give them encouragement and nurturing and eliminate and minimize negativity, because the doctors, they would say, well, she has 3 months to live, 6 months to live, a year to live. They don't know how long she has to live. Depend on her, the person who has the disease. It depends on them how much time they have. And they're determined to overcome their situation, and with the help of the Almighty, it can happen along with the right method. Use the particulates to ionize the brain, open the cells back up, so oxygen, nutrients, and resources can enter the brain again. It is the cells that reverse the condition, Brother Rashid. Doesn't matter by what stage it is. It is the cells.
Right. You know,
Particulates and molecule and correct dietary mistakes. Dietary mistakes was made. The mother, the parent, they gave her the wrong foods. That's where it starts. They expose her to chemicals. Like we said in the beginning, what you eat, what you drink, the chemical and the substance you expose yourself to will compromise our cells in 3 ways. That's what I said. This is why we have diseases. And I'm going to continue to repeat that every time I get a chance to speak somewhere.
Yes, sir.
It's because people are not hearing it.
Right. You know, and here's the perfect example of what you're saying. The mother of the child hates the father so bad that she won't listen to anybody. She won't talk to anybody. She's constantly fussing and fighting and arguing around the young lady and going back and forth with all this disgruntlement. And the poor baby is dying, and the lady is fighting the man on everything he wants to do. I share with him about some topics. And I brought this up for the reason that those of you who are on the telephone, to show you the problem with mental disability, mental deficiency. This young lady has a 13-year-old baby who's been diagnosed, and she won't listen to nobody. She tells no, don't nobody know anything. She feeds the girl anything. She don't cook. She feeds her fast food, and she don't care what nobody says. The doctor tells her don't do it. She do it anyway. So the condition, and that's why I'm bringing this up, the condition of your thinking process, you don't even know why you have errors of judgment. No, we don't even, the poor lady don't even know that she's out of her mind. This is a baby. This
Absolutely.
Is a baby who's dying, and you don't care enough to try to seek out alternative help and education and information because you have this disposition with somebody that you don't like no more. You know,
negative
she's
energy.
Married to,
it's translate to negative energy in the
That's
child. You're not receiving
about.
Any nurturing. It's negative
That's
energy. You cannot heal with
That's
negative energy. This is why she has
and
the cancer in the brain.
It's
brain cancer.
That's why age four, brother. She's around that negativity.
Yes. Negative
energy. So I just wanted to say that before we went to break. And, you know, for those of you who are on the line, you know, we said a lot. You know, and we always are going to see a lot. And guess what? We only touch the surface. We just touch the surface. And we have to take this opportunity to at least begin to look into, investigate, find means and ways of changing our lives. And don't sit here and think that you're okay. You know, all of us have some form of foggy mind at some point in time. Our concentration levels are off. We get distracted very easily. Short attention span. You know, those are not normal things. Those are not natural things. And the fact that we don't have the ability to produce ideas and analyze things and evaluate things at a level we used to back in the day. Impatient, impulsiveness. You know, we just have to stop and pay attention. Shut down. Cut off the TV.
Yes.
Letting all these vibrations, negative vibrations, TV and all. We can't get off these cell phones. And we can't get off the internet. We on the internet talking about some TikTok. TikTok. What you doing on TikTok? Is you selling
Absolutely.
The product? You know, Facebook. But then we watch the damn television. I mean, telling a lie with a vision. It's in the Word. Those vibrations are really going to affect us. I know it's going to be hard. I know it's tough for us to begin to change, but we're going to have to do that because until we have these significant emotional events and experiences in our lives, brother, we're not going to change. Until we say, do I eat that, change that diet, we're not going to survive this. And I love myself. I made a lot of mistakes, but I love myself enough to correct my wrong.
I know that's right.
I know how
that's
to
what we have to do.
Yes, sir. So with that, we're going to take a break in the action. We're going to get back, and we're going to start the second half of our program, the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. We want to thank you for being in. This is IWDM Radio. I'm Rashid Salam and Abdul Shaheed, and I'm my host for the night show. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt a cool summer breeze? Yeah. tried to fulfill a want or a need. God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your way. A struggle, brother, from birth to death. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brother, to save your very, very soul. Control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother. You come out of the cold, a struggle, brother.
And we're back. Heart and soul. Abdul Shaheed, man, I tell you, it's a struggle, brother. Truly is a struggle trying to get these points across. And those of us who are on the line, and once again, this is IWDM Radio. I am Rashid Salam, your host and engineer, along with Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia, from the American School of Optometry. Providing you with educational information about you. And now we want to provide you with education about a little bit more of you. Financial empowerment. One of the reasons why we can't participate and buy those particulars or those molecules that we need, because we have a difficulty increasing our income circle. You know, some of us on fixed income, some of us are working on the jobs that don't pay us enough money. But by not having those creative ideas, we can't come up with new means and ways to increase our income circle. We don't know how to monetize our attitude. We don't know what to do to put ourselves in a much better situation than we are right now, because we just don't know. You know, and we don't know about liability and assets. We don't know about investments. And the most important thing we don't know about, one that all of us need, and you should be teaching your children this, emergency funds. If I knew this, Abdul Shaheed, I never would have left my mama's house. I would stay there till I save all kind of money.
You know, I know that's right. We just didn't know better.
I would have saved. They say don't even leave unless you got 6 months to at least a minimum of 6 months worth of emergency fund that will cover
Absolutely.
All your expenses. You know, and I think sometimes what, we just got to get out. We just have to do this and do that. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. Don't have a dime, man. You know, and then once you get out there, you find out that the things are expensive, and what money you thought you was making, you don't make anymore, because guess what? You got expenses. You got to pay bills and rent and utilities and everything like everybody else, and we get lost and turned out.
And you find yourself right back at home with your mom and dad.
If you're not, you want to go. If you're not back there, you want to go. Your mother won't be bothered with you no more because you got bad spending habits anyway. And we come in and mess with her money. But, you know, I know my son used to come home and I would eat up all the food in the refrigerator. Dad, we out of milk. Wait a minute. We ain't out of nothing.
It's you.
You're the one out of milk. You know? So those little things that we can begin to teach, but the only way we can begin to teach them is the same thing with our health. You have to know something about it. You can't talk
Absolutely.
About health care with you. You can't take about finance with your children if you don't know. So here we go. We're right back to this word, you. We can't get away from it. Personal responsibility. Can't get away from that word, Bob Ducey. We just can't get away from it, you know. And
that is the first rule to health, Brother Rashid. The first rule to health is that you're responsible for your own situation.
You know, and people have created programs based on our situation. They've created programs because of personal disability. They've created programs because of our lack of education. They created programs on a support system. They created programs on self-advocacy, just on things that innately are already in us that we don't do for ourselves. You are going to see a psychiatrist, and he's going to ask
all
you one
inside
quick.
Of us. They're you know? All inside of us already. We're equipped with them.
The first word a psychiatrist asks you, tell me something about yourself. I mean, come on. You want me to tell you about me if I already know about me, what I need you for, right?
Exactly.
Oh, man. You know, I tell you, though, it's a whole thing. Take care of my space, myself, and your in the place that you live and that kingdom that you have. That kingdom is you. But if you don't have that dome occupied with the right information, that dome will be locked down in a cave someplace, have a dysfunctionability and all different types of things. And that's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about empowerment. So program that we want to talk about and the things that we want to talk about in our empowerment session is how to build your own personal life plan. Why do I say life plan instead of financial plan? Because your life plan is inclusive of your finances. However you manage yourself is how you're going to manage your finances. So if you don't manage your health correctly, you're not going to manage yourself correctly. Don't manage yourself correctly, you're not going to manage anything about your life correctly. It's just simple as that. You know, we're not talking any, you know, geometry and trigonometry. We're just talking about simple math, 1, 2, 3. ABCs of life. Take care of you. Take care of your family the best you can. And then begin to work within your community so we can build community life, which has been commissioned by us to do. Build community life. I don't care what religion you practice. You know, 1920s and 1930s, they were practicing this, Abdul. They were doing these
That's
types
right.
of things. They were building. They, you know, they didn't depend on Europeans for anything. You know, when the piano came, we didn't make the piano, but we mastered it. We didn't make the violin, but we mastered it. We didn't make those drums that they have, but we mastered it. So it must be something already in you.
It is. They took full responsibility for their own action.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have not pressed one on your phone, and the keyboard, I mean, the studio is still full of folks, and we ask that you get engaged, get involved, and strive to ask a question about something that's concerning you. And we'll start with this. Is there something wrong with you? Have you self-assessed yourself? Have you made a determination? Are you happy with yourself in all aspects of your life? If not, press one on your phone. Those of you who have family members, such as I just shared with you, two family members who have major problems in their life. I mean life-threatening situations. I don't have any problems sharing my problems in my situation. So if you have someone in your family who may be going through something, you know, give you an opportunity to give the greeting and say, thank you for the program. We really appreciate you. But let me ask you this question about my family member. Those of you who have that kind of situation, press one on your phone. Those of you who are on the phone who just want to get some more information on what we're talking about tonight, because the information we're talking about, there is no place for you to go get it. There's no TV program. There's no internet. There's no TikTok. You know, Facebook. Going to tell you what we're talking about tonight. Unadulterated, scientific, a whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. And for those of you who are young and don't know what we're talking about, or those of you who have some situations that this is over your head, I have to say, man, stop. Just tell me what an enzyme is. Tell me one more time about that cell, because all you are is 200 cell types, 75 to 100 trillion cells. If you don't want to know anything about yourself, because in the word self, if you take the F off, it says cell. Know thyself.
See, Shani fooling with the language I'm doing.
That's right. It's all in the language.
we still sitting around here acting like we got it like that. I got $100,000 in my savings account. Okay. No problem. Share with us how you did that. But some of us don't know. And it'd be
absolutely
very helpful for those to share with those who don't know. So help us out. So press one on your phone. So I've given you 4, 5, or 6 different opportunities to press one on your phone. And I do understand that some people don't want the information public. You know, so if you don't want to push one, that's okay. But please stay on the line and listen. And prayerfully and hopefully you'll get some information. You can go home and study. You have your pen and pad out. You write these wonderful things down. And hopefully we'll provide you with some tools and resources that you can do your own research. That's okay, too. So as we shared with you early on in the show, that we are going to go back to, we talked about cells tonight. We're now going to get to the 11 systems of the human body. Over our next 11 shows. That means it takes care of all the May, all the people, and pretty much, all of May, June, and we right into July. It's going to take us 11 weeks, and that won't be enough, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you about the 11 systems that we talked about earlier in the show. It just won't be enough time. So we encourage you to tune in and mark your calendar for every Tuesday. We're going to talk about you, the whole body you. And we're going to also talk about financial education to make that whole body you be better as well. Because when you got grief and you have worry, you have stress and you have strain, and on top of that, when you broke, that nervous system don't act right.
Absolutely.
And guess what? The immune system be saying, hey, man,
trauma.
What happened? And we know this community itself, it has a conversation with us all the time. If I write up this shit, why don't you share with us the conversations that our body has with us when things are not right? And make it kind of financial a little bit. Okay. The mic is yours, my good brother.
Amazing.
What I wanted you to do is basically share with us how financial, you know, poverty, this poverty thinking, and this negative thinking as well, how does it affect these 11 systems that we're going to be going into over the next 11 weeks? And see, we need to know that. We need to know if I'm broke, if I have some poverty thinking, if I don't have any money, how does this affect your nervous system? That's next week. So I want you to take a few minutes to share with us how this empowerment piece affects our whole system. Go ahead, my brother. Mike is yours.
Here's what happened, Brother Rashid. Here's what we have to know about the human being. The human being is not a stone. The mind and the body is interconnected, integrated, interdependent, and interconnected. That's it. Interconnected, integrated, interdependent, all these things. And it operates as one unit, one biological unit. And health and disease starts in the mind. That's where it starts. So you have all these trauma, negative energy, and all these different situations to deal with that affect the mind. Your mind will affect everything else. It affects our decision-making. Stress. They say stress is the silent killer. Why? Because it's negative energy. That's what makes a person sick. It is negative energy displacing positive energy in the person. And that negative energy will transfer a high-pressure area in the person's body where, like high pressure, that's good weather. The same thing is happening inside the person. It would transfer a high-pressure area to a low-pressure area, and that's where the disease will always be, in the low-pressure area. Symptomatology has particularly to transfer a low-pressure area of the human body back into a high-pressure area where there's good weather. See, whatever affects the universe also affects us. for that reason that we're interconnected.
Yes, sir.
Everything is connected.
Mm.
So we have improved our life on all levels, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
And the Almighty has given us everything that we need. They're inside of us. They're in our genes. They start with the cells. And this is where we hope that all the next episode we'll be talking about, we make that step from cells to organs, glands, all the way up to the various parts of the body, all the way up to the brain. That's what we are made up of. If you understand the cells, then you can understand how the brain functions. If you understand the cells, you can understand better how the liver functions. You understand the cells, you can better understand how the heart functions. All of those are made of cells. And each one of those organs, where the cells make up, they have to produce something. If our cell has to produce something in order for us to survive, we have to produce something in order for the community to survive and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
There's a connection here.
Yes, sir.
You have the community of cells, and when the communication is smashed, this will happen to white husband and wife. Communication is smashed. That's where the problem starts. Same thing in our cells.
Yes, sir.
The communication is smashed between the genes, the DNA, and the three RNAs. Until that communication is restored, no disease will be reversed. None. And this is what symptoms have figured out. And we have particles and molecules that has the ability to repair what is broken. The DNA must be repaired. It takes an enzyme to do it. That enzyme is called DNA polymerase. The RNA has to be repaired. There's an enzyme called RNA polymerase. Once those are repaired and the genes will release the blueprint to the DNA that has the instruction for protein synthesis. Everything about our body is protein, Brother Rashid. The enzyme, protein structure. The DNA, protein structure. The genes, protein structure. RNA, protein structure. And the brain is central and body is central that must be produced a protein structure. And there's a blueprint, a set of instructions to produce protein that does everything for the human being. Produce all the nutrients, all these things made of protein.
Right.
So that's how we want to go at the cellular, start at the cellular level, the DNA level, the blood level, all these things, all the way up to the organs and the system. Then a person can better understand who they are. And we already talked about where we are on planet Earth. A very toxic, adversary, and predatory place. Every time you leave home, there's adversaries out there. There's predators out there. More you can see and more you cannot see. And you can better learn how to deal with them by studying your own body, who you are, and where you are.
Okay. Man, I tell you, you know, the more I try to talk about financial empowerment, and I tried to do it today in my closing class of today, you know, it would be safe to say, this is a conversation between you and I, those who are listening, feel free to press one on your phone, because I know we have said something out of these last hour and a half that we've been talking that has resonated with you. So press one on your phone or add to the comment. We need your comment. Add to the conversation.
Yes.
So as a financial education class, now I have this class I teach called Financial Empowerment, Building Your Own Personal Financial Life, right? And included in there, you know, I talk about the 50-30-20 plan. I talk about monetizing your attitude, increasing your income circle, cash spending, planning, and all those particular things. But you know what, brother?
Yes.
Too, if that was teaching class, I couldn't even talk about finance simply because I got people in there who are all screwed up in the head. I mean, I'm telling them all these particular things, but if I can't think because of enzyme deficiency, if I can't think because of the things that you said about protein deficiency, if I can't grasp my mind around this, I can't even manage myself because I can't manage my time. You know, if you don't know how to do time, you're sure not going to manage money. So
exactly.
It will be safe. it would be safe to say I can't teach financial education without teaching some form of health aspects of it. It'll take questions.
That's what it comes down to, Brother Washington. It starts with your health. It starts with our mind. It starts with the condition of our body. Those are all abnormal. I don't see how you can talk about finance.
So I'm safe, and we're safe to say this show that we put together called The Science of Health and Wealth is probably a good concept, isn't it? I just want to say that. I just want to make sure I need some help because I know
we're
people
on the right
want to know
track.
Information.
We're so on the right track.
To know. Yes, but I know one thing, when you talk about stress and talk about worry, I remember my grandmother, I remember my aunt, you're going to worry yourself to death. And I'm saying to myself, what are you talking about, Grandma, worry? Not knowing what, you can't feel it, you can't touch it, you don't see it. But guess what? Dude, it's real.
It's
worry,
invisible.
Grief.
It's energy. Yes. Negative energy.
Oh, come on. You know, and so how can this stuff affect your ability to think?
Absolutely.
You know, if you think, how do you plan a financial life if you have an inability to think because you're worried about your husband cheating on you, you're worried about a divorce that you're going through, you're worried about your children going bad, you don't have enough money to send them to college, you don't have enough money to pay the bills, you're struggling while I'm trying to work two jobs.
Brother Rashid, you know that's a neurotransmitter for worry, for stress, and norepinephrine. If the person can produce that, then they can mitigate stress and worry. That's what the brain is so important.
That requires the most important. Yes, sir. So when I say monetize your attitude, you just gave me the answer.
The person died. They're eating the wrong food. They're eating nuts and seed. They're cooking with the wrong salt. They're cooking with kosher salt, sea salt, rock salt, pink salt. All these things make a difference. They drink alcohol. You cannot be healthy in the brain if you drink alcohol. How many people are social drinkers? They're defeating their whole effort. We eat their own fruit. We're eating citrus fruit. They have more acid than tropical fruits. We eat unpillable fruits. Fruit that you don't have to peel, like strawberries, cherry, grapes. These things. They have no protection.
You just helped me with a budget.
You're compromised, Brother Rashid.
You see how we can change our budget around to save some money and have more money in our pocket by eating the right food?
Exactly.
You see how there's you see the financial consequences of what you just said? You just saved me a lot of money on bad
things. And you can eat one meal a day and save even more money and give the cells a chance to decompress, decongest, because you eat in 24/7 almost, some of us.
Yes, sir, we do. Some of us are
overweight.
Our ankles are swollen. You know, we have things that are going on. We got swelling. We eat that steak and you wear it on your hip. You eat that fried chicken with grease on it. You wear it on your side, your leg. You know, it just don't go nowhere because you can't digest it, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know something. Even though we talk about the science of your health and wealth, you can't separate them. It's just like your cells. They're integrated, interrelated, interconnected. That's all I want you to know. But if you have a question that you may have on some financial difficulties you're going through right now, feel free to press 1 on your phone. If you have a question about something in health, so we can give you the scientific health and wealth answer, because that's what we're going to be talking about. There's no way I can get away from it. There's no possible way. You know, that we have the 50-30-20 plan that most of us don't have a clue what that is. It's the tool that you use when you start trying to develop your financial plan. Well, 50% stands for your needs. That's what you got to do.
And 30% you know, has to do with your wants, and 20% has to do with your discretionary income where you can invest and do those types of things. But most of us, our needs are 80%. You don't have anything left over for no want. You know, some of us are unhealthy. We buying, you know, insulin and high blood pressure medication. We don't have proper insurance. And, you know, even though you have Obamacare or whatever the care it is, you still got to pay something. So there's an insurance cost associated with that. So we have to understand, then you got to have the insurance cost of having life insurance. So no matter what goes on, you're going to have a financial consequence. Every decision we make has a financial consequence. Or take care of your health, financial consequence. Don't plan, financial consequence. Buying the wrong food, financial consequence. You know, so all our decision making, and we know that if we don't have the right mindset, because we're not eating right, there will be no good mindset. So when we say monetize your attitude, that's not going to happen because of the destruction that we're doing to our own human body. Kind of develop that personal life plan, that ongoing movie. You know, we're supposed to stop it, stick the red light. We did the California roll and kept on going. You know, we said slow down. We picked up. We said beware of the right turn. And we don't. That journey that we on have signs. And I said it early on in the show. Those signs are called Abdul. Take it from there, bro. I said symptoms. Tell us what symptoms are and how they apply to us financially.
Absolutely. See, this is how our body speaks to us, Brother Rashid. It doesn't speak English, Spanish, Arabic, French. It's speaking symptoms, and the symptoms are universal. Our cells, our bodies speak the same symptom to people all over the world, same symptoms. That shows you how interconnected we are all over the world, same people. The symptom is a sign that the person has veered off the paradigm of normalcy. See, it is the almighty source creator that created normalcy. Man had nothing to do with it. It is our obligation to maintain normalcy. And here's how disease work. If you don't put the symptom, reverse them, or correct them, then whatever disease that you have is going to get more chronic. It's going to get worse. You have an opportunity, a certain amount of time, to put things back to normalcy. It doesn't matter what level we're talking about, Brother Rashid. If you don't keep things normal, abnormalcy will grow and develop until your life is at stake. This is what we see in our society. It can be health. It can be wealth. It can be politics. It can be whatever. Education doesn't make any difference. Every one of those disciplines has rules. And when you violate them enough time, you're going to have a disease. Things start falling apart, disintegrating, deteriorating. And this is the life we see. Because life is interconnected. Everything is interconnected. And that's what the symptom is, a warning sign. It's a warning. And we brush it off and say, oh, okay, it's going to get better. No, it's not going to get better until you change and put things back to normalcy. Yes, if you fail to put things back to normalcy, this is where death will occur. That's it.
Financial death. Of life.
Right. That's rude to this life. And we didn't make them up. It is because of symptometry research that we now understand these rules. There are 19 core rules of health. There are 19 core enzymes, digestive enzymes, that you must produce to digest all of the food and things that you're eating and being exposed to. And there's a number of ancillary enzymes for repair and maintenance. See, we're not doing the repair work to keep things renewed. This is where cell division come in. Our cell has the ability, Brother Rashid, to keep going and keep going to self-perpetuate, self-cleanse, self-regulate, All these things, they have the ability to do that because they are on what we call automatic pilot, automation.
All right.
See?
Okay.
Automation. They're in under the influence of automation.
Right.
They know what to do. But we ignore them, see? We ignore them. Taking a drug is ignoring them. Doing surgery is ignoring them. Doing chemo is ignoring the cells. As long as we ignore them, health denied.
Right. Okay, my good brother. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is IWDM Radio. Science of you. This program is dedicated to financial empowerment. It's also with the first hour was dedicated to health care. But as you can see, you know, and based on my affiliation with the Spark School of Scientology, I have changed my whole financial class, Abdul Shaheed. I basically changed my whole class simply because I can't sit here and talk to you about finance and you unhealthy. I can't seem to make it work. I'm doing you a disservice. I'm not talking about that type of thing. You know, so that's where we are, you know, and I just want everybody to know on the line. We have about 15 minutes left, and you have a question. If we said anything that resonates with you, if we have said anything that tweaked your imagination or triggered you in some shape, form, or fashion, press 1 on your phone. And those of you who are on the internet, I mean, you can still call in on the phone to ask a question via internet or via, shall I say, a message on my phone, 650-669-0458. Once again, 650-669-0458. You can text me a message of any type so I can ask that question for you. I'm happy to do so. As you can see, this is phenomenal information. It's flat out phenomenal information. And we don't want to hear nothing. But a question. Can we trigger you? Do you need some help? What about you? What about your family member? We have the answers. We have the ability to direct you to the sources that you need to be who you need to be and act the way you need that. We have it. You know, so I'm not telling you not to call up and give us a comment about something, but what I am telling you to do, press 1 on your phone and ask a question about something that benefits you or your family member. That's why we're here. And we got enough information. We got CNN, MSNBC, we got YouTube, we got Google and TikTok and everybody else. I don't want to hear nothing on people have to say because they're not saying anything that benefits you. Unadulterated science. Unadulterated information. Research to the hilt can be proven. Don't have to double check. You ain't got to worry about whether somebody lying to you or not. I can take it to the facts, and here's where you get your research from. Here's where you can study so you can have what you need to be a complete person and know what to do. If you don't do anything for research, if you don't have the money yet, okay, at least you know what to do. You can feel better just knowing that. At least I know where the answers are. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know I can get across that bridge, but I don't have no boat. The bridge got a hole in it, but I know the other side, everything's going to be all right. I'm going to find a way to get to the other side. See, if you don't know the other side, there's some answers. Then you sit over there and the whole state of the bridge, you just, oh, I can't go across that bridge. There's a hole in it. There's a way to get around that. So we're asking you to press 1 on your phone. You have about 13 minutes left. So we love to answer some of those particular questions that you may have, especially about your family. You guys heard me today. It hurts me to have my family members call me and tell me these tragic things. As I said earlier today, I have lost 9 family members since January. Do you understand me? I'm in good spirits. Why? Because I understand. I know I have a little more knowledge that gets me through these hard trials and tribulations. And you're going to go through them, the vicissitudes of life. You're going to go around that curve, man, I'm telling you, you're going to go around that curve, and you're going to see a stop sign. Go ahead and run it. Don't slow down when the signs say slow down. When it said go up here, why you, I mean, those signs or symptoms letting you know something's wrong, it could stop you dead in your tracks. That accident that you would have gotten into by not stopping the stop sign, by you not stopping to pay attention to what's wrong with you, will cost you your life. We talked about it all day today. For you not to be on this phone every Tuesday, unless it's just something wrong, that your time is so tied up someplace else, I will clock out this time every day for the rest of my life because I know good and well this brother's always told us we just scratching the surface. That's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. So those of you who are on the line, if we said anything that resonates with you, anything that makes you think about your neighbor, your friend, your brother, your sister, that you know good and well, he on the cane, and you know something wrong, can you help him? And we're on this line every Tuesday. Nothing else, give him the phone number. So we do have a hand raised, and we do have a hand from the internet on phone, so we're going to take this line on the phone. Please be succinct. We've got very little time left. It's 1111. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Mic is open. 111. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open. Press the push it by accident. Anyone else? Press one on your phone. Let me ask this one question here on finance. It was mentioned, I got a text here, what do you mean the 50-30-20 plan? I'm going to share that with this particular person. But the 50-30-20 plan when it comes to finances is that when you put together your budget, when you put together your liabilities and assets, when you put together your plan of action to make a financial plan for yourself, you break it down this way. Income on one side, expenses on the other. Assets on one side, liabilities on the other. There's a concept that they say you should do. You should have 50% of your income to go towards the needs that you have. I mean, these are things that you have to have, things that you got to pay, like rent, car note, utility bill. Those are things you have to have. If your needs are more than 50%, you're about ready to spiral down. So that is the average that they say you should have when it comes to your income. So if you're making $1,000 a month and 60% of your income is needs, you don't have no wants, nor do you have any discretionary income because now you're going to have a problem trying to take care of your financial future. So what we're saying is this. 50% should be dedicated towards needs. The other 30% should be the wants that you have. You want to go on vacation. You want to get another car. You want to do some things in your life that make it better. Then there should be enough money in that 30% bracket for you to be able to allocate what you need to allocate, like an emergency fund, for instance. Those of you who don't have an emergency fund, I want you to hear me very clearly. If you don't have currently 6 months with all your total expenses in your savings account, you're in trouble. Anything can happen anytime. If you can't survive, for instance, there's some people who I got this PhD, I got a job over here, I'm diversity, inclusion, I got my good job making big money. Guess what? The job is not guaranteed. The DEI provision that they pay you $89,000 a year for, they're eliminating those jobs currently as we speak. Those of you who work in these offices and think they need you. When they start downsizing, they start shutting down all these different businesses, and they're doing it all over the country. We just lost another chain that went bankruptcy in the Midwest and in the East Coast. We just lost another chain over here. And now here is Google laying off people. Here is Amazon laying off people. You, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know whether you're going to have that job or not. So if you're not allocating money towards can I survive for 6 months to a year without even having to work, you got some issues going on. So that 30% that you have in there should be those ones when you satisfy those particular needs. So the other 20% is supposed to be discretionary income. There's no such thing as that. So if you want to invest, you want to plan, you want to buy a house and all those types of things, then that 20% that you have left over at the end of the month, you know, you can utilize that money for that. But most of us have more months than money. You know, and that's a problem. More months than money is really, really a problem. So that's what the 50-30-20 plan is for the person who just takes that information to me. And so we'll be getting into a little bit more of those things in a kind of an organized structure, as we said earlier, on how we plan to start that all over again, too. Whatever your income circle is, what your income circle is. If it's not enough to fulfill the 50-30-20 plan, then you should be thinking about doing something else. Increasing that income circle in some shape, form, or fashion. Taking on entrepreneurial business. You know, if you're a business yourself, the tax laws are designed for you. You can give your own self a raise by going into business for yourself. I know that's a question, but what do you mean by that? You can give your own self a raise. You can reduce your burden on taxes by going into what we call the tax laws are designed for the entrepreneur. So if you're an entrepreneur, oh, you got some serious benefits. You just don't know because you haven't been on the side of the health and wealth. You just don't know because nobody's going to teach it to you without charging you something. We haven't charged you a thing. And we both of us always give you our phone numbers. And you don't press one on your telephone, so I guess you don't want to know anything. So I'm going to leave it like that. Okay? But we're here every Tuesday to share with you your health issues and your wealth issue. And they are interconnected, interrelated, integrated. As we always say, there's no way I can talk about finance without talking about your health. There's no way I can talk about your health without talking about finance. They work hand in hand. So we're just here, ladies and gentlemen, trying to help and assist and do our part, you know, trying to help you invest into your own self, trying to help you in your assets. Assess your own personal life. We need to do. There's some serious assessments we need to do. Some assessments that we need to do about our life. We're in trouble. They don't even know we're in trouble. Now here's a war going on right in our face, and they come at you with guns. You got some sticks. Who you gonna fight? You don't have any strategy. And money is the same way. Money is like a battle. Wherever you can take your money, you look at your money as being your soldiers. Wherever you can put your soldiers to go to work for you, that's what you do. If you don't have any money, then you don't have any strategies. You have, you know, somebody's going to overwhelm you with something, and they're going to be like Pharaoh. They took over everything. That's what money is. It's your soldiers. What up, Abdul Shaheed? My brother, I just want to take this time out and thank you for such an enlightening education today on health and such an enlightening education on financial empowerment as well. So we want you to take a few minutes and I want you to let everyone know how they can reach you. Let everyone know about your website. They can access some of this information and begin studying and researching. So when they come in on Tuesday, they're more equipped. What's going on in their own personal life, and we can begin to ask the question and start that process of financial empowerment, start that process of body and health empowerment. And so take a few minutes here, brother, as we have enough. Take your time, brother. So we have people on who want to know, who want to hear and need to know, want to get this information from you. Abdul?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Reverend Rashid. We definitely thank you for this opportunity to share this information of symptomatic science. It's a science, brother and sister, a science, verifiable science, scientific. You know, we'd just like to say a few closing words, kind of like summarize what we were talking about and sharing tonight about cell division. And this is very important for us to understand. You know, cell division allowed the baby to grow, Brother Rashid, vertically into a toddler, a preteen, a teenager, a young adult, an adult, a middle-aged person, a senior citizen, and from an immature person to a mature person for the most part. That's what cell division allows us to do. It allows new nail to push out old nails, new hair to push out old hair, new skin to pulverize old skin, new vascular cell to replace old vascular cell, new membrane to push out old membrane, new organs cell to liquefy old organ cell, new nerve cell to replace old nerve cell, new neuron to replace old neuron. Do I need to say more, Brother Rashid? How important our cells are? We should have nothing old inside of us, Brother Rashid.
I'm ready for next Tuesday.
Yes, we should have nothing old inside of us. It is we that causes the disease because of the mistakes that we make. Come and learn how to correct your mistakes. Financial mistakes, Brother Rashid. Political mistakes. That's what we're sent here for, to correct the mistakes of the past, our parents and grandparents and the people that came before us, so we can unglue ourselves to move forward, to make progress. This is how it's done. If we repeat the past mistakes, how the past repeats itself. So if you have a need for a health coach, you can contact us at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Please visit this website of the American School of Symptomatry, a teaching institution that teaches those people who want to be healthy about how to correct their dietary mistakes and lifestyle mistakes so that their cells can self-correct, self-regulate, self-protect, and self-perpetuate in cleaner blood with more oxygen. This is health, Brother Rashid. And that website is amsos.org. amsos.org. Brother and sister, every Monday, we have a program called Optimal Health on AM360 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us by dialing into 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 to listen and to participate and bring someone with you. This is what we need to begin to do. Every Saturday and Sunday morning, we have a program called Morning Tylene, a learning circle, brothers and sisters. This is what we need to do with our family. Come together in a learning circle, and let's start solving these problems. Nobody is coming to save us. No one is coming. So what are we waiting for? We must save ourselves first, then our family. This is how it's done. So Morning Tylene, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can dial into free conference call at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. Brother and sister, we have really enjoyed sharing just the tip of the iceberg, information about symptometry, symptometric science, a teaching institution to teach people about health. Once and for all, we thank you so very much for listening, and we look forward to next week on the science of your health and your wealth. Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, and assalamu alaikum. Peace.
I hate to say this. I'm not waiting next Tuesday, so you know I'm getting ready to call. You have some time. We're going to have some conversation. I know everybody else on the other line. You got the same phone number I have, okay? I'm telling you right now. I don't want you next Tuesday. I'm going to phone to the brother. We have wonderful, deep conversations about real life and our concerns.
Absolutely.
It's not that I'm trying to get deep or heavy. I'm trying to get information I can share with others.
So I have these young people in these classrooms that I teach and educate. I have family members. I have children. I have grandchildren. And I'm just trying to empower myself so I can give it to them. You know, how can we have a future? We don't give our children any weapons. We don't give them any fuel. We don't give them any money. We don't give them anything. And we sit back doing what? I know I've been harping all day. I'm sorry. But think about this. That's your responsibility. You had that baby. You brought this child into this world. Bless you. God bless you to have a child. And you do what? You let them go? You know, the brother already told us we create criminals in our own house. You know, because we didn't take care of ourselves, that passes over to our children, and you don't have the power or the understanding or the nostalgia or want to know something to tell them. Just letting them run rampant out here in the street. You're afraid of your own children. You're scared to even have a conversation with them. They don't know what they're doing. The knowledge that you possess on Tuesdays, any other time you got this knowledge, it can be life-changing, life-altering information that may save their lives. And that's why we're here on Tuesdays. That's why we're here on Mondays. That's why we're here, to save lives. And in your job, if you don't want to talk, you don't want to raise your hand, call somebody else on the telephone. Say, yo, I can come on this show on Tuesday. You got to share this with your neighbor. It don't have to be a particular religion to come on this show. These are people who live in your community, and our goal and our objective is to build community life. Build community life. So wherever you are, you should be a part of the neighborhood association. Wherever you are, you should know your next door neighbor. You should be a part of the Black Party. Wherever you are, you should know the councilman or the alderman in your district. You should know what's going on. If you don't have any acetylcholine, you don't have any serotonin, you don't have any acetylcholine, I understand. And we're not talking about nobody.
Guess no, we're what? Not. We're not.
Children who are in the streets running rampant, your door may be next. Your car may be next. Your child may be next. Your cousin, your relative may be next, because these people are running the street like wild animals. Guns. And they don't care which way the bullet goes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have other programming that comes here on IWDM Radio also, which is life-saving, enhancement. You know, we have brothers and sisters who teach in classes every single day on IWDM. So you can always take a time out, 15, 20 minutes out of an hour, and listen to some meaningful information about our life. So we're going to talk about what's happening on IWDM Radio for this week. And we're going to bring on our public service announcer, Mark Shaheed, and we're going to have him share with you what's happening for the rest of the week, how you can be empowered, how you can get the information you need to achieve optimal health and a better way of thinking. Mark Shaheed, Assalamu alaikum, my good brother.
Alaikum as-salam to you, Rashid Salam, and instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to our very distinguished radio listening audience on IWDM Radio. First and foremost, I want to commend both of you brothers. Outstanding production, a lot of great information you shared, some great questions that came in and everything. I want to thank you for all the information and most certainly the education in terms of actually having our health and our wealth and how we can actually improve it. So the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. Tomorrow is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and we can say with our beloved co-host, Dr. Patricia Slaudeen, yes, inshallah, she will be with us tomorrow after absence of over 2 months. She'll be looking to come back, and Rashid Salam, and it was truly Mark Shaheed, the host of the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. That'll be tomorrow. Please tune in. Let's welcome back Dr. Patricia Slaudeen. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. and we'll be talking about the different types of detachment in the relationship, so you don't want to miss that. And following that would be the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, where I like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests inside the community. That's the community, Imam Muhammad, outside the community, and looking to do more in 2024. Topics that are pertinent to us. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And tomorrow it will be one of our educators extraordinaire here in the STL, Dr. Medina Wakil. She has published, authored and published a new book titled The Muslim American Quranic Flag for Rashida, a history on our flag. So you don't want to miss that interview. Please tune in tomorrow for the MGM Roundtable with Dr. Medina Wakil. Thursday is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Khalila Akbar and yours truly, Mark Shahid. And we'll be on part two. What is marriage and are you really married? Part two. So you don't want to miss that. Bring your pens and pads. It's going to be a lot of great information, God willing. That would be a benefit to you. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Friday, Salatul Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide. And if you're immobilized and can't get out and about, you can come back here at IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir, Noor Islamic Center. Each and every Friday afternoon starting at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Saturday, the Muslim Book Reading Club. Yes, the Muslim Book Reading Club is each and every Saturday as we wind down on this outstanding two-volume book on our Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the Mother of Our Nation. The conclusion of the second book will happen, inshallah, this Saturday. You don't want to miss that. And the commentary insight that is shared is each and every Saturday, the Muslim Book Reading Club, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And Sunday, the longest-running production here on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. That's right. That's each and every Sunday with Imam Mikhail Sahir, Noor Islamic Center. And he always have very intriguing guests or topics that are pertinent to us as a community. So please tune in for that. It happens each and every Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. Monday, the beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, hosts an outstanding production called ABC, Al-Islam-based conversation where a variety of topics are talked about. And for it to really be a conversation and better communication, I know he would love for you to tune in, listen in, and chime in. It happens each and every Monday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 5 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And that brings us back to Tuesday. You just heard it live, the very distinguished, esteemed Rashid Salam and his off-returning guest, instructor Abdul Shahid, on the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab. And so you make sure that you want to tune in for that. Bring your pen and pad. A lot of great information, education on the Science of Your Health and Your Wealth Learning Lab so that you can have optimal health in both your health and also your financial wealth. That's each and every Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And last but not least, we want you to know that IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal. So make sure you keep your subscription up. If you have allowed it to lapse, pick it back up. Look to do more in 2024. If it's 1 year subscription, let's double it to 2 years. And those of you who have the wherewithal, think about a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, a member in your community, maybe a pioneer, your local library, prison reentry program that where those have been incarcerated. Think about somebody that you love and care for and maybe make a gift that will benefit them for a long time to come, and that is a subscription to the Muslim Journal. So with that being said, as always, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. Back to you, brother and friend. Ashi salam.
Assalamu alaikum.